This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 2nd. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Fresno Gubernatorial Forum hits on ag pressures. Rollins will have more to say on border closure. And ITC advances fatty acids probe. Six of the top eight gubernatorial candidates converged at California State University Fresno yesterday for an agriculture-focused forum that centered on affordability, water, and regulatory burdens facing rural communities. The Maddy Institute and more than 30 agriculture groups hosted the forum. Moderators stressed for specific solutions to rising costs hitting farmers and households alike. Across the board, candidates cited housing costs, energy prices, and regulations as key drivers of California's affordability crisis. Republicans Chad Bianco, Steve Hilton called for sweeping rollbacks of regulations and taxes, arguing they inflate costs for agriculture and consumers. Democrats Katie Porter, Matt Mahan, and Antonio Villagrosa emphasized housing construction, energy reforms, and targeted tax relief. Xavier Becerra repeatedly vowed to declare a state of emergency immediately upon taking office to sit down with farm groups and other stakeholders to solve the affordability crisis. Water reliability and regulatory complexity emerged as major concerns. Candidates acknowledged escalating compliance costs, with several Democrats pledging to overhaul or revisit environmental review laws and to streamline permitting for major water and energy projects. Porter called for further reforms to the Private Attorney General's Act. Despite the ideological differences, candidates broadly agree the Central Valley has been overlooked and that affordability from food to fuel will be a defining issue for the next governor. Tom Steyer and Representative Eric Stalwell did not participate. California snowpack has all but disappeared following a record hot and dry March, leaving no measurable snow at the state's critical April survey site, that according to the Department of Water Resources. Officials conducting the survey at Phillips Station found bare ground for the first time since 2015. The statewide snowpack sits at just 18% of average, the second lowest April measurement on record. It signals a major hit to water supplies heading into the dry season. A combination of unusually warm storms and high evaporation rain accelerated melting weeks ahead of schedule, the snowpack likely peaking in late February. Northern Sierra snowpack, key for major reservoirs, is now just 6% of average. DWR Director Carla Nemeth warned the state's water system must adapt to increasingly volatile conditions, noting that precipitation is falling more often as rain rather than snow. Snowpack typically provides about 30% of California's water supply, making this year's rapid loss a concern for reservoir levels and summer demand. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the administration is still analyzing whether to reopen the southern border to live cattle trade. She also hinted yesterday at a potential announcement during an upcoming Texas trip. Closing these ports is not an easy decision, and it's one that we're analyzing every single day now, she told AgriPulse. We'll be heading down to McAllen to break ground on the big sterile fly facility within the next month, and we're probably going to have a little more to talk about then. Rollins told a cattle raisers convention in Texas on Saturday, the administration is considering a phased reopening of the border and that it would make a decision in the coming weeks. USDA earlier this month announced a construction contract to build a new facility to produce sterile flies to combat New World screwworm at Moore Air Base. Dispersal efforts for 100 million sterile flies a week, currently being supplied by a facility in Panama. The Trump administration says the amount of money spent on school meals is sufficient to transform the suite of foods offered to kids. White House senior advisor Callie Means told AgriPulse after an event at the Ag Department yesterday that school meal directors face challenges offering high-protein meals to students. "We absolutely acknowledge there's tremendous logistical consideration which we're working on and challenges that schools face," he said. "But we also would ask every stakeholder to come to us with solutions and not immediately just come asking for more money. We can improve school lunches significantly with the current budget we have." Means said, "When you look at school lunches, we can find and bulk buy high-quality whole food, protein, fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. Yes, we can do that." School meal directors overwhelmingly said they need more money to expand scratch cooking offerings. The new Dietary Guidelines for Americans stress the importance of eating whole, not ultra-processed foods. The federal reimbursement rate for school lunches is $4.60, which covers food and labor costs. Asked whether there would be new money to buy equipment for scratch cooking, Means said, quote, "Come to us with solutions, not with problems. We should all be agreeing that we can improve school lunches and get more whole food on the child's plate." He added, "Two eggs is less expensive than donuts, the pastries, the cereals. It's less expensive." The International Trade Commission has determined that imports of fatty acids from Indonesia and Malaysia are hurting the U.S. industry, allowing countervailing and anti-dumping duty probes to proceed. Indonesia is the world's largest exporter of industrial fatty acids, oils, and alcohols, which are used in food products, cosmetics, and rubber production. A U.S. chemical company filed an anti-dumping and countervailing duties petition in January, arguing that producers in both countries are benefiting from government support and selling their products below fair value in the U.S. The investigation will now advance to the Commerce Department, which will assess any subsidies and dumping below market prices. If Commerce finds evidence of either, the imports could face additional tariffs. Here's today's final word. "I'm the only candidate on stage who cooks dinner and pushes a shopping cart every night." That Katie Porter, separating herself from other gubernatorial candidates as the only woman on stage and the only full-time parent. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 2nd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.